Yeah, welcome ladies and my name is Ravi Shankar and I belong to Hyderabad, southern part of India. During this 1 hour of my lecture, I will be explaining to you what is Shakuna Shastra, that is omens. And I would also like to tell you about what are omens, how they are useful and how to gauge omens. And also is the most important thing is whether any connection is there between astrology and omens. And the remedial measures we have to perform for certain negative omens also I'm going to explain. And that will be followed by a PowerPoint presentation. So first we'll take up what is Shakuna Shastra. Okay? Shakuna Shastra is one of the ancient and less known Vedic science of India. And Shakuna Shastra means omens. Whenever certain mundane events are likely to happen, nature forewarns us through different types of omens. A shakuna literally means a bird. It has a literal meaning of bird. These omens are actually valid in modern times also and should be considered with great attention. Okay. Even in day-to-day affairs also, omens have an important role, and how they will manifest an event, it will be known through different types of omens. There will be some signs indicated before any occurrence of an event. We have to identify what are the signs and find out how the omen will turn out to be. And these, the presence of omens are very ancient, as I told you. It has proofs in very ancient scriptures of India like Ramayana, wherein Lord Rama clearly predicts the outcome of the war, and also he tells that very shortly there will be going to a bloodshed and violent outbreak of war based on the predatory movement of birds like eagles, owls and kites on the battlefield. And not only that, even in biblical example is also there, wherein Maggie in the Gospel of Matthew, who predicted the birth of Jesus after seeing a star in the Bethlehem. Thus it is very clear that omens are very ancient. It has proof in ancient scriptures also. Now let us see what are omens. An omen is defined as a phenomenon that is believed to foretell the future, signifying the advent of change. But I will explain in detail what are omens. Omens are phenomena that occur independently of any practice or place you might be involved in. They are the signs that occur before any event. Before any event actualizes, there is some energy playing in it that the event will arise from. It is also linked to the butterfly effect. The law of butterfly says that law of attraction is essentially connected to an omen. Omens are essentially events or occurrences that are thought to foretell the future. They often signal the beginning of a change. Omens generally signal a change actually. And though people feel cautious about bad omens and what they might mean, the truth of the matter is that omens have both good and bad things to foretell. So we will see how omens will work. What is the concept behind that? The science says that God as the soul of universe expands in unseen like air, sky or time itself and extends into the soul and mind of every bird, animal and creature, and through them indicates the future events by signs or omens. Omens are phenomena that occur independently of any practice or place that I told you. But how do they work and how we can gauge an omen? We are aware of the fact that whenever natural calamities like earthquakes, tsunamis, or tornadoes occur, animals behave differently. We all know that. They sound different alarming noises, which clearly indicate something unusual is going to happen. God has given certain unknown faculty to birds and animals, through which they can anticipate the coming danger and they can behave differently. Now it is a established fact that animals can clearly hear some sounds underneath the earth crust. before the occurrence of an earthquake, unusual sound frequencies below 20,000 hertz are produced underneath the earth. That is only audible to animals. We cannot hear the sounds underneath the earth. They are very low in voice. So after hearing those noises, animals will behave strangely, signifying the future outcome, and they can be taken as an omen for earthquake. Likewise, before the occurrence of other natural calamities also, different omens are seen, which can be known only through constant observation. Even comets, eclipses, sunspots, meteors, asteroids, they all have their role in predicting the natural calamities much in advance. They all can be taken as even omens. We have to study only after constant observation, we will be able to find out. But before going into the mundane aspect, let us find out how they are useful in our day-to-day activities. That is very useful for us. So how omens are useful in our daily life? By identifying the good and bad omens, we can prepare ourselves well and face the adversities better and plan for the future. But how to identify an omen, whether it is a good or bad? That is most important. How we will gauge? An omen grows louder and repetitive as it becomes more certain, although it isn't necessarily a repetition, it is like a variation as in a music. Generally, whenever omens occur, they repeat more than once. But it is not a definite issue that 2-3 times may be repeated. But generally, a negative omen, it will be repeated more than once. So, then next, how to gauge it? Whether the omen is happening frequently or it is happening once, we have to carefully observe and find out. The event creates waves in probability, not exactly the same omen will repeat, but will be on the same theme. As I told you, the angels behind omens are the forces of alchemy playing out. They are the angelic powers in action. However you interpret them, the forces are still there if you recognize them or not. I will tell you a small example. You are just sitting in your house and a small bird or sparrow enters into your room. It goes here and there, it sees you and it tries to enter you. Immediately you will see that whether it is an omen or not. It is definitely an omen. But what is the outcome of that omen depends upon the state of your mind and the circumstances, how you are placed at that time. Suppose if you are going to undertake any journey at that time, we can take it as a positive omen. Suppose if you are going to undertake any work at that time, if you are in a serious work, then that omen can be considered a little bit negative, which can cause some obstacles in your work because the sparrow or the bird has interrupted your attention. Likewise, we have to study and analyze how we can use them in our daily life.
So what you're saying is that a bird that takes flight is actually a good omen for distance and journey. However, if a bird interrupts your daily routine, it's inauspicious because it's flighty and...
Yes, that is what I mean to say, yeah. If you are going on a journey, generally birds appearing is considered as a good omen. So now I will tell you some proofs about the existence of omens. Research carried out in China was appreciable since they could predict and almost prevent the devastation of earthquakes. Two proofs I am given here. Earthquake that occurred on July 18, 1969. It was 7.4 magnitude, Pohasi. Unusual behavior was observed in seagulls, sharks and five different species of fish. Based on observations of unusual behavior of giant pandas, deer, yaks, loaches, tigers and other animals, a warning was issued at the Tibetan Parks Zoo 2 hours before the earthquake struck. That was a clear proof was there. I think you are able to understand. You are following, no? And the next earthquake, February 4th, 1975, it was 7.3 magnitude, Haiching County, Liaoning Province. The omens which occurred at the time, This earthquake was predicted as early as mid-December 1974, with omens such as the appearance of hibernating snakes, rats, and earthworms. In January, thousands of reports of unusual animal behavior was received. 3 days after the earthquake, the activity intensified even more, and unusual behavior of large animals as cows, horses, dogs, and pigs was reported. This is a clear proof of the existence of omens. So the main important thing now, what I am going to tell is there any connection between astrology and omens? Astrology, as you know, is a science to predict the future happenings in order to minimize human sufferings. Shakuna Shastra also shares the same aim. Therefore, Shakuna Shastra and astrology go hand in hand and interrelated, thus helping each other to achieve their motto of common good. But now this statement I am going to explain with an example. I have given one example chart there. You can see that this is a Vedic chart. Leo is the ascendant and Moon is placed in the third house, Ketu in the fourth house, Saturn, Venus, Mercury are in the eighth house, and Sun, Mars in the ninth house, Rahu is in the tenth, and Jupiter is in the 11th house. This is the planetary placement. By seeing the chart, we can see that the 10th house is afflicted by placement of Rahu in it. And moreover, 10th house is aspected by Saturn. And also Venus is conjoined with Saturn in the 8th house. This all clearly shows that his profession or career will be affected. So, at the time of his making his profession, there were many instances of bad omens which the native experienced. But after going to the interview and after taking up of some job, there was some obstacle or other. He could not continue the job completely. Like that, whenever he attempted in his profession, there were some negative omens. So finally, what was reflected in the chart that could be able to see through omens much in advance, and especially during the Rahu Antardasha and Saturn Mahadasha, the native experienced a lot of negative things in his career. He could not continue for more than a year in his job, wherever he goes. Then he was suggested some powerful Vedic remedies through which he could totally balance the negative effects in his chart as well as the omens also. And after the Saturn Dasha ended, during the Mercury Mahadasha, there was no problem in his career. And he is continuing smoothly without any interruption. So you may ask, what are the omens he was able to see before going for a job? That is very important. Once he told me that when he was going for an interview, suddenly a mirror broken. And that is a negative symptom. Okay. So even then he went for the interview, but he could not successful. Likewise, and he has told so many omens like that. And I will tell you another omen. He was supposed to catch a train. The train was totally diverted or it was delayed and he could not go to the interview. When suppose if he is not able to attend the interview itself, and how come he can take up the job and he can complete successfully? With great difficulty, he could able to find some job. But after joining it, there were unseen for circumstances. Like his father expired and something negative happened in his family, and finally he could not do it. So what is reflected in the Vedic chart, a negative 10th house, it was seen clearly before the advent of that event through the way of omens. So what I am meaning to say is, if we correlate omens and the negative chart, we can see how to interpret in a very advanced stage. And after that Saturn Dasha, the problem has solved. Because Mercury is well placed, it got cancellation of debilitation in the 8th house. So next I will take up another example, second example, that is in the second one. The native is born under Cancer ascendant, in the second case. And Rahu is placed in the 5th house. And 9th house is occupied by Jupiter and Mars. 11th house is occupied with Sun, Mercury and Ketu. And in the 12th house, Venus and Saturn are placed. By seeing the chart, his 4th house and 5th house both are afflicted. fifth house is occupied by Rahu, and fourth lord is placed in the 12th house along with Saturn. So both the houses, fourth house and fifth house, generally relate to education of the carrier, education of that native. But here his ninth house is very strongly placed by placement of Jupiter in the ninth house, and Mars is also there, causing a very good yoga. So in spite of having a formal education also, the native could able to reach to a very high position in his life. But the fourth house and fifth house being afflicted, which are the houses of education as per Vedic astrology, he faced a lot of negative omens whilst taking up his studies. For example, ill health. And second thing is that he could not complete his studies in the same school. He always shifted from one school to other, but finally ended up in nothing. He could not even complete his graduation level. So, omens, before, right from his third year onwards, his mother used to say that, "I am seeing a negative omens like that. Whenever I am going to join into school, I am not able to do like that." Finally, he could not complete, but because of the other placement of planets in good houses, he developed some computer skills, and because of that computer skills, now he is well placed. And here, one more thing I advise, remedial measures play an important role in controlling the negative omens as well as the negativity in the natal chart also. So what are the remedial measures? One simple remedial I have written here. Generally, Ganesh, Lord Ganesh, is taken as a controller of all negativity in Vedic astrology. So that is a Bija mantra I have written here. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. That is a very powerful mantra, and it has been tested so many times by many people, and they are getting very good results. Whenever you see, your intuition says that a negative omen I am seeing and today something inauspicious is going to happen, you can recite that mantra. It's a very powerful mantra. And apart from that, to nullify the negative aspects in the chart, we have to do other remedial measures also, like wearing a Rudraksha. Rudraksha is a very powerful remedy. It can totally nullify the negative effects in the horoscope. They generally give good effects. So why I am talking about negative omens means, when we able to balance the negativity in the chart or through doing some remedies by the negative omens, we can get good results. That's why I'm focusing on the negative omens. But later I will show in my PowerPoints how good omens are also there. It's the most important thing. So I will just take up the good examples of good omens. So this is the most important one. When bats nest in your home, this is one of the most powerful indications. You will get a lot of wealth when bats enter into your house. Okay, so next time when bats comes and nest in your eaves of your home, rejoice, because this heralds very good fortune for you. This has also been tested. It is proved correct. Okay. And next, when someone gives you money as a gift on lucky day, so you preserve that money. It is very good luck money. It is called good luck money. The surest sign that you will enjoy some significant increase in money luck on that day. And the same money you can carry on that day every month whenever the day repeats. It is also very important, good luck omen.
What's a lucky day though?
Lucky days are generally a full moon day. And it also depends upon your horoscope. As per Vedic astrology, the ruling planet sign, that is treated as a lucky day. And even the ninth lord, suppose in the example chart, Leo is ascendant, we can take Sunday as a lucky day. And also Tuesday is also lucky day because it is controlling ninth. Ninth house is called Bhagyasthana in Vedic astrology, which gives all fortune and good luck for you. So on this 2 days, or any other day, you treat it as a lucky day. If somebody gives money, you can just preserve it. That's the thing. Next, when bird droppings land on your head, Okay, I think it may not be possible in USA, but it is very regular in India and other countries.
Oh, trust me, it happens.
It happens. So, really, oh, good. But I was not sure that it may happen here. So, many people believe this is a major sign of wealth coming from heaven, actually. And though it is really Anki, I just mentioned there, you take comfort in fact that it is described as good luck being just around the corner. I have seen many times, because it is very regular in India. Whenever we come out, it may happen, especially in the countryside or some villages like that. So finding your initials on a spider web. You know that this
well,
is
a... Yeah, well, you see, there's a very popular children's novel.
Okay.
Just this thing, and it's called Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the very intelligent and wise spider became friends with the pig and started writing about the pig and the web, and then it became a good luck for the pig because he became famous and he did not end up, turning into...
Okay, fine. So you agree this is a very good luck omen for you. You can find your initials. Sometimes it will happen naturally. So this actually happens more commonly than you realize. And next, when your hands tingle, it is a sure sign that money is either coming to you or leaving to you. Okay, but it's right hand, it means money is leaving you. And sometimes if it is left hand, money is coming to you. Some people, they interpret in the reverse way also. You can just experience and find out which is more appropriate to you. When you see a shooting star means it is a meteoric type of thing which appears in the sky. Yeah. Okay. In China, you believe it.
Let's make a wish when.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. It was Walt Disney put it in his cartoon movie of Pinocchio.
Okay.
Yeah, as a song.
Okay, okay.
So this is a common one. Yeah. Not that people believe it, but it's a common one.
I don't know.
No, but,
I always make a wish.
No, but in India, this has been proved actually. Even this is also very correct, it is very relevant in India. We see from our childhood that whenever we make a wish during the shooting star, it comes out true, and whatever wish we make, it will be realized very shortly. When your ears start to itch, it's a very common omen. Generally, people don't take it as an omen also, but still it will have its effect. Okay, just I will read it. Many believe this means that someone is talking about you. The left ear that itches, it means that whoever is talking about you is saying nice things, while if it is the right ear, whoever is talking about you is saying uncomplimentary things. If you think of the person, friend or acquaintance who is likely to be talking of you and mention the name aloud, the tingling will cease if you guess correctly. You have to test it yourself and find out whether it is correct or not. But it's a very common omen. This is very important. When a butterfly flies into your house, I don't know whether butterflies comes here in your houses.
Oh, yeah.
It may be not a regular thing.
No, not a regular thing.
But in India, generally, they come very regularly. This interprets that you will get some important guest in the near future and he will bring some good news relating to your live life. If the butterfly is dark and almost black in color, the visitor will bring good news and related to your career or business. That is the thing. Next, if you put on your clothes in the wrong way around, but as I told there, I mentioned there, we should not do it if we do purposely. It should happen unexpectedly or accidentally. Sometimes it happens. But the thing is that only you have to observe whether it is working or not. But there are there. Omens are definitely there and it will give some good luck to you.
So now these are all omens in the Indian culture, in your culture?
Yes.
Okay.
We believe a lot in omens.
Yeah.
Especially astrologers who practice Vedic astrology, they believe a lot on omens. And before the client actually comes to him for consultation, he first analyzes the omens. He sees what are the signs arising out of the person's arrival. Then he studies the chart. He will get some clue whether the person is having any problem or any trouble, or if he is in a good position, or if he is having some good things to happen. This he will, before studying the chart itself, he will find something by the clues given through the omens. Then he will analyze, especially in the Prashna Shastra. It is a very important branch of Vedic astrology. In natal horoscope, they may not consider that much because the person will be somewhere else and he may be asking questions over phone or email, anything. But when a person comes personally for astrological consultation and asks for horary question, Prashna, then these omens are very, very important. It has been proved so many times. So that is the thing, we have to always correlate astrology and omens. Finding a good luck symbol. This can be of any type. Sometimes leaves, branches, flowers. So any good luck symbols. Generally, we take, I have written there also, it's a Om. Generally, it is considered a very good luck symbol for a Hindu Vedic astrologers. Like that, many symbols are there. You can find it out yourself. And one example I have given here. It gives, it is a sign of prosperity. And it will possess some energy also. You can carry those symbols. And even sometimes these talismans also are considered as a good luck symbol. They are very useful for us. It will totally nullify the negative omens if you carry with us when we are going on some important work or important journey like that. Meeting up with a cow, I don't know whether it is possible in the US again. If you go in a countryside, then you can encounter with cows. But it is very frequent in India, and cows are generally, they are in the house itself actually. It is very most auspicious sign. Generally we treat it as very sacred. So next time when you see a cow, you can think that your work will be successful. I don't know about China. Will it happen?
No, we don't have
we don't have this type of.
Change
yeah.
Elephant is.
Okay.
Yeah, elephants
are. Okay.
Well, last month a bull calf sat right on the road in front of my house. He came from some other field because he wanted to meet the cows, and he just sat there, and then the neighbors, we put him in there so he would be safe, and then the owner bought him from the other guy.
Okay.
So everybody was happy.
Okay, fine.
We also had a saying in China, if a cat, wild cat, not wild cat, it's a cat, maybe a cat came into a house.
Yeah,
brings
yeah.
Money,
yes.
If a dog comes to your house, you will lose money.
Oh, no, cats and dogs are also very important. The next slide is about the cats only. I will just show it. Yeah, this is a dog. This is about dogs actually. When someone brings you a dog as a gift, or if a stray puppy decides to adopt you, welcome him or her into your home. Black dogs generally bring wealth and protection. Golden dogs bring prosperity and happiness. And white dogs bring love and romance. These are very important. And the next slide is, this is about the flag. Flags are very important. They signify victory for you whenever you undertake some journey. Flag should always be in a fluttery. It should not cause any fluttery and should not fall actually. If it is false, generally it signifies some danger like that. It flies proudly and flutters in the wind. It brings plenty of good fortune. So these are garden creatures that bring good fortune. Generally grasshoppers or some small insects, whenever they enter accidentally or whenever they come, especially I think in rainy season it happens frequently. They also suggest some good luck and some money will be coming to you. Is it possible here?
Okay. The ladybug. Oh. Well, it's funny the parallels. Like, we have a lot of these, not all of these. Like, ladybugs are good luck.
Okay.
I think, I live in the Midwest in a humid climate, and all of the above. Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Your living things are coming in the house.
Okay.
Constantly.
Okay. Okay.
It sounds like you have a lot of good luck.
Well, we have been at this particular location, and so far three snakes, and we've had good luck, and avoided danger with those two. So we'll come.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it rains and the sun is shining, generally, this is a rainbow symbol. This is also very important. So if you make some wish, whenever you see a rainbow, it will be successful, and you will receive some support of some very important, prominent person whenever you see a rainbow. So why I'm telling this, good omens means generally people will have an impression that omens are negative, but there are a lot of good omens also. There's a few examples I have given here. So this is the end of slideshow, and if you have any questions, you can ask something about Shakunas. Yeah.
Just because I'm not, I just know a little bit about Vedic astrology. When you were going over that bottom chart, I was confused because you were saying it was his education that was hurt, but he has a strong ninth house. Isn't that usually education?
Yeah, because of the strong ninth house, he could able to acquire some computer skills. He has done some computer courses, but that was not academic. It was a technical skills he acquired.
Okay.
Yeah, you are right. Ninth house is very strong. I mentioned that point.
Right.
But basic education, formal education, generally we see through the fourth house.
Would you see education through the fourth?
Fourth and fifth, both the houses. In southern part of India, we see fourth house, but northern part they consider fifth house is also important because fifth house rules our mind. It is a Buddhist sthana actually.
So isn't health the sixth house in Vedic astrology? There seems to be bad health.
Yeah, sixth house is connected with health.
Yeah. Also, I guess it's the Adam's aspecting it. So.
But you see, well, the way in this bottom chart, the fourth house is Libra and it's ruled by Venus. And therefore the education was affected by the health.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That fourth lord plays in the 12th.
I did not know education was fourth house.
Yes.
It was third or...
No, basic education, academic education, it is fourth house.
Yes, and of course, some of that, if you understand the culture, is that in the tradition you were learning, your education.
Well, I studied it some, and I just didn't know that, so
yeah.
I guess I just haven't studied it enough.
Okay. Yeah, you have any question?
Is there any bad omen?
Bad omen?
The negative ones. We just discussed all the positive ones.
Yeah, before coming to the slideshow, I told about the negative omens, no? Like especially birds and animals, they behave strangely. They suddenly appear and they sound different noises especially. But those omens are generally connected to mundane affairs, not for individual beings.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so what would be some bad, I guess we don't have any bad omens, because to me the whole thing when you were discussing with the birds, the animals going crazy, well that's a proven phenomenon that animals can hear, or they somehow know a natural disaster ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah,
they are doing a lot of research on that actually.
Yeah.
And
that's such an omen because it's a scientific thing, whereas like a four leaf clover, well, that's not scientific that it's going to bring you good luck, but it's almost now with the animals getting worked out. That's like scientific.
No, it is definitely, I agree, it is a scientific effect, but still it is being known through omens.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the things about this wonderful thing is that parts of it are very, very old. I mean, in China you have the oracle bones, and in Babylon you have the omen
cuneiform. Yeah.
When things were written down, that is one of the things that people wrote about is the lists of omens, and you know, they traveled and they, you know, were compared and added to, and so so we do have this wonderful mixture of the obvious, if the thunder is coming from there, the storm is coming this way, or four leaf clovers.
Okay.
It's interesting. Well, must be we got most of our positive omens, because there are a lot of them are similar. Yeah. You must have gotten them from, did we get them from India?
Well, you know, I don't...
Or did they get them from us, or where did they come from?
Well, it's a shared tradition, you know. There really is a shared tradition of astrology.
Yeah.
That it's really impossible to say. It's as if it grew up together in the ancient cultures.
Yeah.
But some of them may go well before that.
Yeah.
It may go back tens of thousands of years, some of these things.
Yes, right? Yes.
Yeah.
It's a very ancient science thing.
Yeah.
But nowadays, again, some research has been started. So that is why I chosen to take this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And the panel also, they approved this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry to have been late. But,